is human, but to really screw things up, you need a computer. There's a typo in the sheet that you may have. My name is Ron Willie, two L's. One L, by the rules of English, would be pronounced Wiley, so in case you wondered. Although they told me that you can pronounce your name any way you want to, so I think I'm going to pronounce mine Jones. I've been very blessed through my whole life. One of the blessings was that all four of my grandparents lived to be a ripe old age. I got to know them very well. They had a major influence in my life. And in fact, I was blessed to have met two of my great-grandfathers. Two of my great-grandfathers. And one of them was a Baptist preacher down south, Alabama, Georgia, etc. Used to ride a horse to his three congregations, so he was an itinerant preacher. I was raised a Southern Baptist. I'm pretty ecumenical. I've actually been a Baptist, Episcopalian, a Congregationalist, and here I am. So we see what the best place to be is. But my mother really was the one that influenced me. She was a devout Baptist. And of course, a Baptist can't be baptized until they know how to swim, because you got to have deep water. So I was baptized when I was 11. But when I think about it, I can't really say any particular time when I accepted Jesus, because I just grew up. That was what we did. So when I think about it, I've got to say, okay, in Nazarene terminology, it was more when I was sanctified at a ripe old age. I was probably nearly 30 at that point. And it happened to be on what was called a Faith Alive weekend. And if you immerse yourself for a whole weekend in the faith, it starts to have an effect on most of us. But anyway, that was when I became really, really committed. I was nominally committed and active, like many of us have been for a long time, but finally that I gave it all over as much as I could let go of. Letting go is the hard part. And believe me, I have backslidden for lots of times, but the Lord forgives, fortunately. So I thank the Lord for all my blessings and praise his holy name.